This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, pretty disturbing story out of the United Kingdom. Really, they are a few steps ahead as far as the race towards a totalitarian police state. The U.K. is a few steps ahead of the United States.
They don't
States
have that pesky constitution that they have to pretend to follow.
Right, exactly. So that's, you know, that's one of the major factors. And they just had a few extra years on top of us as well. You know, their empire has been around longer. It's not as big worldwide, but the U.K. itself has been around for a little
while. One might be able to make an argument that at one point it was.
So here is the story from the Telegraph, telegraph.co.uk. The next step in their police state, the Home Office. And by the way, this could come here. So don't forget that whenever you hear some government doing something awful around the world, remember, one government getting away with something always gives other government people the idea. They say, oh, why didn't we think of that? We could be doing that too.
I think they think, holy crap, they're getting away with that?
Yeah. Well, who knows what goes through their heads, but we do know that governments do borrow bad ideas from one another. Anyway, the Home Office in Great Britain will be creating a database to store the details of every phone call made, every email sent, every web page visited by British citizens in the previous year under plans currently under discussion.
I can only imagine how large this computer that's going to hold this must be.
I really can't imagine it either. That's beyond what I can fathom. But the idea that that's going to happen is pretty scary.
Disturbing stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they want to create the system to fight terrorism and crime. Police and security services believe,
because gathering all the emails and telephone calls made in Great Britain is going to fight terrorism and crime. How are they even going to know what's in all that stuff?
I don't know. Perhaps they'll get to that here. The police and security services believe it'll make it easier to access important data as communications become more complex. Telecoms firms and internet service providers have already been approached by the Home Office, which would be given customer records if the plans were realized. The security services and police would then be able to access records for any individual over the previous 12 months by gaining permission through the courts. And so we all know how easy that is.
Now that the telecoms are going to be required to store this information?
That's what it sounds like,
not
yeah.
The British,
not the
government.
Of course. They always do that. They try to leverage the corporations and get them to do their dirty work for them.
Well, it seems to be working.
Well, yeah. What they say is, well, if you don't do this, we're going to shut you down. Oh, okay, well, I always wanted to do this kind of work, so I guess I'll obey, because I don't want to get shut down.
Yeah.
But, of course, if more businesses stopped obeying the government, then we'd have a totally different situation, but I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon.
I wouldn't hang my hat on that one.
Yeah, the plans will raise concern from data protection and civil liberty campaigners and fuel objections to the perceived rise of a Big Brother state. Remember, this is the same country with, what, 3 million CCTV cameras in London? And maybe it's not just London, maybe it's all around the country, but there's a lot of damn cameras. And there's also a database we should mention of children. Every child in the UK has a record, and there are several bureaucrats across the state, something like 300,000 bureaucrats and doctors and teachers and things like that, that have access to these files and can pretty much write whatever it is they want in there.
I thought the teachers could write what they want in there. Yep. And, you know, like, they can ask, well, Johnny, did you eat your broccoli this week? And
who knows?
It has to do, diets are included in this yep. database.
So there are going to be worries about the Home Office's ability to safeguard the data from loss or theft after recent incidents, such as when the child benefit information of every family in Britain with a child under 16 were mislaid. There will also be doubts about its capacity to manage such a large volume of information. About 57 billion text messages were sent in Britain last year, while an estimated 3 billion emails are sent every single day. Since last October, telecom companies have been required to keep records of phone calls and text messages for 12 months, so text messaging is already being monitored there. The plans are being considered for inclusion in the draft communications bill to be published later this year. They're in an early stage, blah, blah, blah. So they're moving towards this. This is the direction they're going in. And there's very little that the people over there can really say or do about it. For the exact reason you got to there, Mark, is that these ISPs aren't going to put their businesses on the line. They're not going to risk having some armed goon squad come in and shut their business down, steal all their equipment.
Plus, they can't file a lawsuit like they, you know, saying it's unconstitutional because
there is no constitution. We can do whatever we want. It's all totally arbitrary.
Which over here, they do whatever they want too. They just sort of ignore the constitution, or they may get slapped down now and then.
And there is actually an update about the FLDS case that
right.
could
Speaking
be positive.
Of slap downs.
Right, right. So we'll get to that here. And finally, the Home Office spokesman says the move was needed to reflect changes in communication that would increasingly undermine our current capabilities to obtain communications data and use it to protect the public. Oh, you know, I feel so much better now. They're just using it to protect us, Mark.
Right.
What was I thinking?
They're not taking away our civil liberties and our privacy.
Yeah.
They're protecting us.
You know, what was going through my head there? I was so wrong about these government people. They have my best interests at heart, don't they?
Mm.
Oh, wait a minute. No, because if they keep going in the same direction they're going in and the United States government keeps going the direction they're going in, then more and more innocent activities, more and more things that today are not necessarily illegal, will become illegal. For instance, maybe talking about making bombs will become illegal under the world of governments that have taken, you know, that suck in like a giant vortex all of these text messages and emails, and you know they find the word bomb and whoa, talking about making bombs.
They've already taken away knives and guns in the UK.
That's right.
I mean, a man can't own a knife or a gun to protect his family. I just don't see what else they can't do much more as far as that direction. I think that likely you'll see a country soon that limits your intake or tries to watch how many candy bars or how many cheeseburgers or
Didn't one of the presidential candidates recently suggest that you shouldn't be able to eat as much as you want in this country?
I don't remember that, but
yeah. I heard something about that.
Sure. These people,
especially if you have socialist health care.
The people that get out there and that run for these offices, they think they know better how to live our lives than we do. That's the kind of person that would get in charge.
But
they're
not only
leaders.
That. Right. Not only
And they
do
have
they...
to come up with new ideas. All the old totalitarian ideas are taken. They have to have new ones.
Not only do they think they know best how we should live our lives, they're also willing to threaten us with violence if we decide to disagree.
Well, you know, how else are you going to control people?
Well, that would be it.
The only way you can do it is by throwing them in jail.
Right.
And you have
their family.
You have to send an armed guard out, an armed guy out in order to get them. You know, so violence is really the only option for the state. It's the only thing they've got. They can give suggestions, and if they're just suggestions and there's nothing to back them up, they can give laws, they can make laws, and if they have laws, well, then cops have to enforce them. And when cops enforce them, people get hurt.
You know, speaking of government not obeying its own law, we've got a story about that coming up involving Florida judges and Jack Thompson, of all people. We'll tell you what old Jack's been doing. That's kind of sounds like it's pro-liberty.
He claimed to be a reforming libertarian
we'll
or something.
We'll see about that. That's all coming up. Your calls are primary. So keep your eyes on Great Britain and watch as those policies slowly migrate across the pond here to the United States. 800-259-9231 to go to Dana in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Dana.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey, Dana.
Good,
what's
Dana.
On your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to share with you the actual official order from the Texas Court of Appeals, 3rd District, in regards to CPS and the Nazi judge.
This is the brand, this is brand new news as of today, correct?
Yes, about 4 o'clock this afternoon is when it came out that I got it off of San Angelo News. That's a good place for people to go and get updated and current information about this whole issue because the court of the Nazi judge, Walther is in San Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is interesting about this, and I think it's a big hurrah, finally there is some recognizable justice going on in this whole incident.
Yeah.
Can I read to you their decision? It's a paragraph long.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, we find that the department did not carry out its burden of proof under Section 262.201, which is the Texas Code for immediate removal of children that are in immediate harm of physical or health situations to endanger their lives.
I understand there's more good news. Hang on, Dana. We'll bring you back here. 800-259-9231.
Okay.
You can take control of the airwaves. The latest on FLDS coming up here on Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
There does seem to be food for different parts of the body and body health. For example, a sliced carrot looks like the human eye. The pupil, iris, and radiating lines look just like the human eye, and science now shows that carrots greatly enhance blood flow to and function of the eyes. A tomato has four chambers and is red. The heart is red and has four chambers. Research now shows tomatoes are indeed pure blood and heart food. A walnut looks like a little brain, a left and right hemisphere. We now know that walnuts help develop over 3 dozen neuron transmitters for brain function. Kidney beans actually heal and help maintain kidney function, and they look just like human kidneys. Celery and rhubarb look like bones. These foods specifically target bone strength. Bones are 23% sodium. These foods are 23% sodium. Sweet potatoes look like the pancreas and actually balance the glycemic index of diabetics. There's more on the food list, but there is a miracle food that most have never heard of. A soul food and drink, you might say, that will miraculously help every part of the body. No one is being told about it, but we tell about these foods and about it at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They have patents, wills, trademarks. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
Let's go back to Dana, who is on the line in Texas. Dana, who is also, as we have been following the FLDS case, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a group of people who actually almost 2 months ago at this point, it's hard to believe it's been that long, but almost 2 months ago, had the Texas authorities come by and raid their residence and steal over 400 children, kidnap them and take them away in state custody and then distribute them and disperse them, split up, you know, splitting up brother and sister, sending them off to foster homes to face who knows what. And it's just been an awful tragedy. And today there was somewhat of a positive break in the case. And you were telling us, Dana, what that was. If you could, you were pointing out I guess we were reading the judge's ruling that said that they had not, apparently Texas CPS had not reached, what was it?
Well, they're saying that set out by Texas code for the legal immediate emergency removal of children had not met that burden of proof.
Burden of proof.
And it goes on to say, and this is at the, on the last page, on page 9, the last paragraph, of course, the evidence adduced at the hearing held April the 17th, 18th, 2008 was legally and factually insufficient to support the findings required by Section 262.201 to maintain custody of realtors' children. These are the moms that appealed or had a motion in another state court.
So is this only
was based on, anyway, let me finish, realtors' children with the department. Consequently, the district court abused its discretion in failing to return the realtor's children to the realtors, which are the moms. The realtor's petition for writ of mandamus is conditionally granted. And writ of mandamus means immediate before the court without taking a breath. The district court is directed, which is Judge Walther, to vacate its temporary orders granting sole managing conservatorship of the children of the realtors to the department. The writ will issue
what
only
if it's too much, Dana. It's a longer paragraph than I expected it to be. So what's it was a longer paragraph than I expected it to be, and I can't stand the legalese stuff. Mm-hmm. So what you're getting at here is that the court has 10 days to, according to a story at the Deseret News, DeseretNews.com, they have 10 days to decide what to do with the children?
Well, appellate court is going to issue a writ of mandamus if the district court doesn't handle it properly within that timeline. And the writ of mandamus means an appearance with all of the persons in custody before the court and an immediate release or prove up why they're being held in custody.
Interesting. So they're basically calling the question. Dana, thank you for the call tonight.
Oh, before Dana, before you go.
Dana,
still there? Dana?
She's gone.
Gone.
What was your question?
I was for Dana.
I'm just curious as to what it was going to be.
Well, Dana's called several times on this issue, and I was wondering if she was related to this group in some way.
Someone had suggested that the accent that she has
she sounds Texan.
Well, they suggested that the accent she has specifically sounds kind of FLDS, but whatever.
Right and wrong doesn't, you know.
Curiosity more so than anything else. So the story here, DeseretNews.com says an Austin appeals court has ruled that Texas child welfare authorities acted improperly in removing more than 450 children from the YFC ranch. Lawyers for the mothers said the ruling only affects 38 of the mothers and their children, but they expect it'll be interpreted to include the hundreds of other children taken in the early April raid. So this could be good news. It's certainly a positive indicator and unexpected, I must say.
You know, I was talking to Jim Johnson, Lauren Canario's husband today. We worked together on my house, and I said, you know, these courts, they make just enough good rulings to keep you, to keep you on your toes, to keep you confused as to whether or not they're really out to get Americans' freedoms. Because, you know, here's a court ruling that is a good one, and they happen now and then, you know, court rulings that I think are good and I agree with.
Of course, it hasn't resulted in the kids being returned.
There's so many court rulings out there that are bad, and they cannot and do not stave off the inevitable growth of government.
Mm-hmm.
And
this won't stop the growth of government.
No.
But this was a huge power grab, what they went for here. This was not a baby step, they did here.
Understood, but this really could. This particular thing basically said that the CPS could come and get your kid anytime they wanted. All they had to have was somebody in the neighborhood saying, you know, that the kids are being abused.
According to the appeals court ruling, CPS failed to present evidence of physical danger to children who hadn't reached puberty, nor evidence that pubescent female children were in physical danger, other than the pervasive system of belief condoning polygamy and underage females having children. According to the court, the existence of the FLDS belief system by itself doesn't put children of FLDS parents in physical danger. Evidence that children raised in this particular environment may someday have their physical health and safety threatened is not evidence that the danger is imminent enough to warrant invoking the extreme measure of immediate removal prior to full litigation, blah, blah, blah. So again, according to DeseretNews.com, they said that CPS didn't make reasonable efforts to even consider other options than removing the children.
I have to agree with that, too.
They just went straight to the tanks. Yeah, literally, they brought out a tank to raid these people's farm. According to one of the attorneys representing the mothers, the people had an opportunity to put things in God's hands, and he grants your prayers, blah, blah, blah. All right, so that's the story. So there's good news for you. And we'll see what continues to happen here. Though it should be pointed out that CPS has not jumped up and said, oh, we've made a huge mistake. All right, we'll return these kids tonight. They're holding off. This is still going to take a little bit more time. And by the way, don't jump for joy over this, because the damage has still been done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these kids have been out of their parents' custody for almost 2 months at this point, and who knows what sort of poison, at least from the viewpoint of the FLDS, what poisonous ideas the CPS people have been putting in these kids' heads about how they've been raised.
You know, and it's a traumatic experience for the kids, no matter what.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, we will continue keeping an eye on this particular case, because it's certainly one of the more tragic stories, I think, that we've encountered, at least during our time doing the show here.
I have to agree.
It's on a scale that is just stunning in how unbelievable it is that they could go and do something like that, take 400 children away from their families. But we're seeing more of this, and it's not just happening to children. It's happening to just adults. The immigration raids that we're seeing around the country, the town in Iowa, I got an email talking about, I think it was the beginning of the week, we were talking about the Iowa immigration raid where over 300 people were arrested. Mm. So 400 children down in Texas, and Iowa was 300 people.
How many of those people had children?
Right, and the town's economy has been heavily damaged. There was only a few thousand people living there in the first place, and they just arrested 300 of them. They literally arrested a significant chunk of the population. More coming up. You take control, but
well, that's the price we got to pay if we want to live in without them immigrants around, right?
800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-996-9654. That's 1-800-996-9654. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, so just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Or working out and eating right, no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. To your phone calls we go. The Amp Line, it's Mac in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great, Mac. What's in your mind?
Let's talk about contrails.
Oh, my goodness. You're joking. I know you're joking because you've pulled this one on us before. what do you got for us now?
I may want to torture you like that. Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
Can't catch my breath. But I came across a news article about a museum of fallacies.
Fallacies?
Or fallacies?
Fallacies, yeah.
Okay. And male genitalia, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Where is
it? A museum for anything.
I say I'll lay out the cop stories for a while. I do have one, but I just posted it. So
yeah, this is fine. Anything goes on this show. Where is this museum? Is it in America?
It's in Iceland.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, that didn't seem like something that would fly. It seemed like a European kind of a thing.
Let's see. This man, he started his collection in 1974 with a single bull's penis.
Mm-hmm.
And he has 261... penises from 90 species. The largest is from a sperm whale, which is which weighs 154 pounds. And
oh, wow.
I hear it's big, yeah.
Feet long.
154 pounds. That's bigger than I am.
How long was it?
5.5 feet long.
Wow.
And he's missing one. He missed a penis from one species that he really wants to get a hold of.
Oh, so he's trying to complete the collection. He's trying to get
it. He's not going
to
be successful in that. But what's the species he's looking for?
Homo sapiens.
Oh, well, heavens, I don't
a
think
man's
that,
penis?
That shouldn't be too difficult to get.
No, no, contact, you know, one of those scientific laboratories that does autopsies on corpses. I'm sure
go on the internet, somebody will lop it off and give it to you.
Yes, there's four people lined up to donate after they die.
That's amazing to me. How long has this museum been around, you know?
For a couple years, but like I say, he has the collection up since 1974.
Well, you know, if you're going to have if you've got a big collection like that, you might as well open up a museum to yourself and to your collection. I say more power to him. I think it's a fine idea. Is he actually making money at it?
Last year, you say he actually made a profit. Yeah.
That's amazing.
6,000 visitors last year.
You know, I might pay to see a whale penis. I mean, that seems like...
If it was convenient.
Yeah, if it was there, if I was there and it was there and it was cheap, sure. Mac, thanks for the story tonight. We appreciate you bringing it up. Yep, 800-259-9231. Now, since we're talking about genitalia, I was on YouTube.
Oh, no.
Yesterday. And I what had brought me there was a video of a porcupine versus lions, right?
Yeah, I saw that video.
Okay, cool video, right? Where the porcupine is like the African jungle and it's surrounded by a pack of lions. The adult lions know what's up.
Not a good place to be. However, the porcupine seemed to be handling himself rather well.
No problem, yeah.
Just
kind of
turning his backside towards the lions. And one lion, it seemed, got a little too close and got either a mouth or a paw full of quills.
Apparently, it was one of the baby lions that was a little bit inexperienced.
Younger,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, didn't know. Yeah, younger, I guess you're right.
I didn't see any baby lions.
True.
Juvenile, perhaps.
And so it didn't realize what it was getting into, and the lions quickly backed off. But, of course, when you're on YouTube, they've got those related videos. So if you look down and to the right, you see the different related choices you can click on. So I was just clicking around, you know, watched a couple of their porcupine videos. They are the cutest rodents. They're very cute.
They're rodents, huh?
Yes, big. They're very big rodents.
I was not aware that they were, in fact, rodents. I do, however, have the same affinity for porcupines that you do, being how people that move for the Free State Project or even sign up for the Free State Project are called porcupines.
That is true. And the reason for that is because we're cute and cuddly until you tell us we can't be free, and then we get upset.
Yeah. Porcupines, they go along, they do their little business until you mess with them, and then
just don't mess with them. So I was watching these videos, and, of course, eventually something popped up that was a little unusual. A kangaroo pleasuring itself. And I went and I had to see it. It's the internet. It's one of those things I hadn't seen yet. So I went and took a look, and I have to say it was quite amusing. It was some 20-second clip of like a British documentary being filmed. This guy's sitting in a field, and then behind him there's a kangaroo just laying down. All of a sudden,
you sure it was an Australian documentary?
Maybe it was Australian. Anyway, he hunches up and you can just see him start to sort of make those motions, you know, in the background, and it was quite obvious what he was doing. And so then I went, I watched a cat, and I watched a dog, and I have to say the dog one was the most amusing.
You don't feel a little dirty after all this?
Yeah, no, you know what, in fact, what I thought was, this is fascinating, because YouTube allows animal masturbation videos, which, I mean, by all means, are very explicit. So they allow this, but yet there's a, you know, there's a no nudity policy. You can't have naked human parts, let alone people touching their human parts on YouTube. And I'm not advocating that they should.
Right,
I just think it's
interesting
that they
do. The reason that they do that is clear and obvious, because there's lots of porn on the internet. You could go find some place with pretty much anything you want to see humans doing to each other or to themselves.
And they
want to
be mass market, and they don't want
the
porn.
Right, so they can be mass market, and they can differentiate themselves.
But why is it that
porn
is offensive?
Would take over YouTube.
I understand. I'm not advocating that YouTube change their policy or anything like that. I just found it amusing that it's okay to have these explicit animal masturbatory videos on YouTube, and it's not okay to have porn. Why is it that people are so uncomfortable with human nudity and human sexual interaction, but yet when it's the monkeys or the dogs having sex or touching themselves, then it's then it's just funny. Then it's just, oh, isn't that cute, or isn't that weird or silly?
Well, my recommendation to you would be that if we were in kangaroos, then kangaroo masturbation would be more,
taboo.
Disconcerting, yeah.
No, I don't know about that, because it would seem to me that organized religion, to some extent, is behind this. I mean, obviously it was behind the Puritanism that is infecting this country today, the United States, that's just so it's just out there. People are so uncomfortable about themselves and their sexuality. I mean, a lot of people won't even admit to self-pleasuring. But yet when animals are doing it and you're there, then there's, you know, there's all this uncomfortable laughter as though there's something weird about that. And there's nothing weird about it. And I think that's what those videos show is that, huh, look at that. You know, Scruffy the dog does it too. I mean, this is one of the most natural things, but yet human beings are raised up in this environment to believe that, you know, it's evil or it's satanic or it's wrong, it's immoral to pleasure oneself. And I just found that particularly amusing. And I know I'm going to catch some heat from the listeners. What were you doing looking at dog self-pleasuring videos?
Well, I can tell you that...
just go watch one. You'll enjoy it.
From a religious standpoint, I think that it's bad.
Is it bad
major religions,
for a dog to?
No. Major religions' standpoint on masturbation, you know, Christianity's standpoint on masturbation largely is you shouldn't do it. Lusting.
Shouldn't,
you know,
steal the seed, right, owning or whatever.
Right. It's less about masturbation, more about lust. But, you know, lust is pretty much an integral part of masturbation for most people that do such a thing. And it really causes people a great deal of upset. You know, a guy can manage to get everything in his life, you know, to be as Christ-like as he possibly can be, but you're talking about an 18, 19, 20-year-old guy, he's just not going to be able to handle that. You know, that's not something...
You mean abstaining?
Right. Abstinence is just, it's very difficult for the average guy. And then you have this whole conviction and sin thing and...
You would think that they'd be encouraging self-pleasuring amongst young people in order to prevent them from going out and actually having sex. This
but
could be their outlet.
More proof that religions in general just don't make sense.
No, you're right. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. The latest on Jack Thompson and something that he did that apparently was pretty positive. We'll explain all that coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul did not quit. Go to RonPaulFlag.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win and educate yourself about the delegates. Also, go to Feel Great and Get Paid by visiting RonPaulFlags.com. Now you can be healthy and wealthy. So kick the time clock off the wall and make an extra $2,000 to $10,000 a month or more in 6 months. Want to know another little secret? The Granny Warriors take this product and feel great. Speaking of the Granny Warriors, RonPaulFlags.com is selling the world-famous Granny Warriors War Wagon. The minimum bid will be $20,000. This is a national archive. The War Wagon has been signed by Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Jack Blood, Alex Jones, Michael Bodnarik, Arnold Stang, and many others. Original art by Captain American artist. Go to RonPaulFlags.com for more updates. That's RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Support RonPaulFlags.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy the show, you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then support us by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live, we'll get a cut. We'll get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what category you order from, 41 categories to shop in, and used items even. Anything you buy, Free Talk Live gets a percent if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So the latest about Jack Thompson, of all people, who we just happened to talk about earlier this week. The story earlier was that the judicial system down in Florida, where he lives, has strung him up. They're recommending that he be found guilty on dozens of counts of, I forget what the exact terminology was, some sort of judicial malfeasance or lawyerly malfeasance or something like that. I could pull up the story, but anyway, Jack Thompson's in trouble with the Florida courts. So apparently we're discovering why that is now. Why was Jack Thompson being targeted for this by these government judges? Turns out, Jack Thompson uncovered something pretty intriguing about the Florida court system. This according to the Liberty Sentinel at libertysentinel.org. Chief Judge Joseph Farina of Florida's 11th Judicial Circuit has commissioned a criminal investigation of Judge David Tunis for allegedly having a forged loyalty oath filed on her behalf. Hmm? Additionally, her oaths were not notarized as required by law, a crime that could carry severe penalties. According to attorneys and legal researchers, the violation is actually a statewide problem. There may be other judges in the state as well who have not complied with this crucial law. So this may be a scandal that engulfs Florida's bench, according to Jack Thompson. This thumbing of their noses by judges at the law and the Constitution is what we're increasingly seeing from judges at all levels, state and federal. The case against Tunis was brought to light by Thompson after a scuffle with the video game industry resulted in disciplinary proceedings against him under the judge in question. This is despite Thompson's good standing with the Florida bar for over 30 years. The law requires all public officers to swear notarized loyalty oaths to both the state and federal constitutions. So Thompson maintains that Judge Tunis is not eligible to collect a paycheck or use the title judge, let alone make rulings. So he's saying that he's caught this judge red-handed with a forged document on file, a document that is required in order for that judge to actually be a government judge.
Why would they put a forged document? Why wouldn't she just fill it out if that's what she was required to do in order to be a judge? I mean, it's not like they abide by these oaths that they make.
maybe it was forged in that it wasn't notarized. Perhaps that was why it was considered a forgery. But you'd think that they'd be dotting their I's and crossing their T's on this, but for whatever reason, this particular judge, and they're suggesting there may be more, don't actually have the appropriate paperwork filed, which means that, what would that mean for that judge's decisions that she'd made prior to this discovery?
If she's not a real judge, then her decisions aren't any good.
What? So if you had gone to jail,
I guess.
Right, if you had gone to jail based on a decision this judge made, does that mean you get out?
I don't know.
It would certainly seem to be something worthy of appealing over. Look, I don't love the legal system. I don't think there's any fixing the legal system. So I'm not actually looking at this with rose-colored glasses on, thinking, oh, this is great. We're going to see some real justice for once down there in Florida. No, I understand how
just
things
wondering
are.
How it'll play out.
I do. Well, I just find it interesting, and I think it's worthy. I think it's important for us to point out when someone does something good. That way we're not always criticizing people like Jack Thompson for doing what we perceive as the wrong thing.
If you're going to be a lawyer, you know, you should be holding the judges and the lawyers to, you know, the standards that are set for them.
But it shows you what happens when you try to do that. Jack Thompson brought this up, and now all of a sudden the Florida legal system is going after him whole hog. So just really gives you a look into how just despicable this whole system is. These people have so much power at their disposal. If you challenge that, they can ruin you. And this is something we've talked about before, that lawyers can only do so much. Now, there are some good guys out there, ladies and gentlemen, that are lawyers. I'm not bashing them all. But what I want to point out is that they're restricted. They've joined an association, which is essentially a union of lawyers, the bar, the Bar Association. And there are very strict rules that they have to follow. And they can be kicked out based on nothing but political reasons. A political reason could be used to dig up an excuse to get someone like Jack Thompson or another lawyer who tries something unusual or discovers something illicit can be used to punish them. And that's what's happening in this case. Now, interestingly enough, in addition to this, we're actually going to have Jack Thompson back on Free Talk Live. I didn't think it was going to happen.
It still may not.
You know, something may fall through. But until we hear otherwise, Jack Thompson is expected to be on the show this Saturday night. We're going to have Danny LaDone on, the creator of the Super Columbine Massacre RPG and the director and producer of the upcoming Playing Columbine DVD, which is coming out. So we're going to have Danny on. Then we're going to bring Jack on, and I don't know where it's going to go from there. So it should be interesting.
I certainly don't either. I'll tell you that I watched that Playing Columbine DVD, and it's really great.
There's a little bit more about this case, in case you're curious. The Jack Thompson, the Christian attorney, is well known for his campaigns to stop so-called objectionable music or video games being sold to children. He says that because of his successes, the big money of his wealthy opponents is being used to try and stop him from practicing law. Florida Supreme Court assigned Tunis as the referee in Thompson's disbarment proceedings, so he sought to have her disqualified because of her alleged prejudice against him. He said his investigation led to an expert witness who will testify that Judge Tunis has allowed someone to forge her signature on the loyalty oath required by Florida statute whatever. He is seeking what's called a judgment of ouster in accordance with Florida law if Tunis cannot prove her right to hold office. Additionally, he claims to have discovered that Tunis didn't even have a valid oath on file at the beginning of her current term. The governor made the appoint, but failed to require her to swear the oaths prior to allowing her to start performing duties or collecting pay. Would that mean that the governor could possibly face some sort of charges in this? I mean, if he was required to jump through certain hoops in order to approve this judge, and he didn't, is that negligent? Can they be charged?
I wouldn't count on that being a big deal.
No, I'm not counting on anything. I'm curious. It's a very unusual situation.
It is. It's very odd, and I can't say that I have any expertise in this particular area, but it's interesting, and I'm hoping for the best for Jack on this, because he doesn't deserve to have been disbarred by for showing people aren't doing their jobs properly.
According to a Florida legal researcher, Bob Hurt, apparently the omission rendered the forms null and void because the U.S. and Florida constitutions require an oath. And the law requires that it be properly notarized. So the oath was forged, according to Jack Thompson. He says he's got an expert witness that'll prove that. And not only was the oath forged, but it wasn't even notarized. So it's totally invalid. And this judge has been sitting on the bench, calling herself a judge. just goes to show that this government system, they don't have to follow their own rules.
Well,
how long has this got judgment on the bench for?
So a judge signs this little piece of paper, it matters? I mean, I don't think the piece of paper matters very much, but they're not following their rules. And
but how strange. Why wouldn't she? I mean, what's the reason for this?
It's very strange.
I don't have any speculation here as to why. It's very bizarre to me. Anyway, it says here that in the summer of 2006, the researcher unearthed what he called a massive scam involving loyalty oaths. Without the signature and seal of a notary, a public officer can't legally prove that they actually swore the oath, so it's not recognized as valid, he said. It's one of the things you have to do in front of somebody, and they have to sign off on it, basically. Without being legally bound to the law, Florida's judges were allegedly running rampant. So he's claiming he discovered this is pretty widespread. He's calling this a massive scam. What does that mean? Does this tie into some of the conspiratorial things we've heard from callers over the years, suggesting that perhaps this isn't the government that we think it is, necessarily? I'm not making an argument for the government, just kind of pointing out that these guys aren't who they even claim to be. They're not even judges.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Not that a judge means anything to me. It's just a guy in a black robe sitting up in front of a courtroom. So I'm not confused about what a judge is or is not. But these people aren't even trying to be the judges by their own rules. What's that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
It says here that it could have been signed by a spouse or friend, for all anybody knows. The only notarized loyalty oaths on file for the judges in Alachua County, which is where this newspaper is from, libertysentinel.org. It says the only ones that are on file in the entire Eighth Circuit Court were all filed in late 2007 or early 2008. No documents stretching back to 2000 were immediately available, supporting the allegations made by a growing body of Florida activists. Very interesting. And perhaps Jack Thompson will have some insight into this. We'll have him on the show on Saturday, and we'll find out. More coming up. You Take Control, Hour 2, is on the way. And coming up, Mark, you've got an update on the Atlanta shooting case. About a 90-year-old woman was shot in cold blood by some cops a couple years ago at this point. Mm-hmm. We'll find out what happened in that case here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up.